This is the CBS World News Roundup.
The good economic times are not being shared by all Americans. This is Barry Bagnato in Washington.
The third man to walk on the moon, Pete Conrad, is dead. I'm Steve Futterman in Ojai, California.
And good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Making ends meet is a problem most of us have had to deal with, but CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato tells us live that a Census Bureau report finds it a bigger problem than we thought.
Too many bills, not enough cash. It's not just a problem for the poor. The new study finds in 1995, 49 million Americans couldn't meet some basic need, couldn't pay their mortgages or rent.
And it also refers to families or households that didn't have enough to eat or needed to see a doctor or dentist but didn't go.
Researcher Kurt Bauman discovered financial wealth doesn't always mean financial health.
Even in the highest income quintile, that's people with household incomes over 70,000 or so, there was more than 5% who reported having difficulty meeting basic needs.
A key problem, many experts say, is that Americans don't tuck away money. The economy is sky high, but the nation's savings rate has reached rock bottom. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A motorcycle accident near Ojai, California, kills Apollo astronaut Pete Conrad, the third man to walk on the moon.
That crater right where it's supposed to be. Beautiful.
The 69-year-old Conrad was a most exuberant astronaut, says CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Pete Conrad was an amazing man. He was one of the funnier Apollo astronauts. He had a definite sense of humor. Neil Armstrong became the first man on the moon. He said, "That's a small step for a man, a giant leap for mankind." When Pete Conrad followed on the next mission, his comment was, "That might have been a small step for Neil, but it was a big one for me."
Reporter Steve Futterman is in Ojai and joins us live.
Pete Conrad survived all the dangers of space travel, but he could not survive a motorcycle accident here on Earth. The former astronaut was riding his Harley Davidson along a very steep and very curvy section of Highway 150, a two-lane highway near the small town of Ojai. Conrad lost control. The motorcycle went into a ditch. Conrad was tossed onto the pavement. At first, the injuries did not appear to be serious. The initial report, in fact, said Conrad suffered just minor scrapes and bruises. What could not be seen, though, were the serious internal injuries, which hours later took his life. Live in Ojai, California, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And they're trying to dry out in Las Vegas, where a summer downpour filled the streets with raging floods, sweeping along cars and anything loose in their path. Good Samaritans rescued one motorist whose car went under.
Two nice guys came by in the truck and pulled me out. And I really appreciate it. It's a blessing from God.
The Las Vegas floods are blamed for at least two deaths. The storm dumped 3 inches of water on the city in just a few hours, almost as much rain as it usually gets in an entire year. And there are more showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. Violent weather in the upper Midwest, high wind, a deluge of rain, and suspected tornadoes pummeling parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wheezy Murray's Lewiston, Minnesota home was among those hit.
It's so loud, for one thing, you can't hear yourself think. And everything shakes. I mean, my cheeks were shaking because the wind was so hard, and you really see stuff flying around. I didn't think you would.
At least one person was hurt in Lewiston. The power's out, and people are being asked to stay off the streets and not use the water. It's 3 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned to KNX 1070.
Sure, it's great to have a growing business, but unfortunately, as the number of computer users grows, your internet access slows to a crawl. But now there's something you can do about it. Introducing DigiNext by Galaxy Internet, the satellite internet access system with the speed you need for a fraction of the cost of fiber or cable circuits. And many of those providers don't even offer high-speed access in your area. That's why you need DigiNext by Galaxy Internet. No matter where you're located, DigiNext can handle those large downloads from the internet with a satellite dish right on the roof of your business. Imagine downloads in mere seconds instead of minutes. The DigiNext high-speed satellite internet access system allows up to 250 users at your business to access the internet at super high speeds. It's super reliable and simple to install. To bring DigiNext to your office, just call or visit your nearest CompUSA store. Ask for the corporate accounts representative. Call 1-800-COMP-USA. That's 1-800-COMP-USA for DigiNext high-speed internet access.
A danger-filled mission to Antarctica is underway, an Air Force cargo jet that hopes to drop life-saving medical supplies to a polar outpost in the dead of the polar winter. CBS News correspondent Jerry Bowen had a refueling and rest stop in Honolulu.
On board the cargo plane, medicine and medical equipment to help a 47-year-old woman with breast cancer and no way out of the scientific outpost where 45 Americans spend the winter conducting research for the National Science Foundation. Mission Commander, Lieutenant Colonel John Prey.
Very, very challenging conditions. They're isolated. We kind of liken it to being on another planet.
The emergency parachute drop will be a real shot in the dark, with burn barrels to light up the drop zone and the flight crew battling crosswinds of 70 miles an hour en route to the target. Weather permitting, by Sunday at this time, it should be a mission accomplished. I'm Jerry Bowen, CBS News, Honolulu.
President Clinton's cross-country travels continue, but the theme is changing today. We hear about it from Los Angeles and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
With his Pockets of Poverty odyssey at an end, the president today shifts his attention back to another top issue on his domestic agenda, his so-called Patient's Bill of Rights. With the Senate to begin debate next week on that health care proposal, the president wants to get a head start on the argument. In a speech today at a branch of the UCLA Medical Center, he'll defend his plan to guarantee minimum benefits offered by HMOs and other managed care programs, such as forcing them to pay for reasonable emergency room care and giving their patients more access to specialists. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Los Angeles.
International peacekeepers in Kosovo checking out reports of another mass grave. This one's near a western village and is said to contain as many as 350 bodies. The area has been sealed off while the investigation proceeds. No warning for the 159 people aboard Continental Flight 743 before turbulence tossed the jet around like a toy. Jennifer DeVell was one of 61 passengers and crew who were hurt.
The plane just jumped up and I hurt my arm when I was up there.
16 of the injuries were serious. The flight, heading from Newark to Puerto Rico, made an emergency landing in Bermuda. 18 people taken to hospitals after Amtrak Sunset Limited and a tanker truck collided at a rural intersection some 60 miles west of Houston. None of the injuries life-threatening. The train, carrying a total of 235 people, was en route from Los Angeles to Orlando. Police in Sydney, Ohio, searching for a suspect in the shooting deaths of three teenage girls and a 37-year-old man. A wounded woman was found in the yard of the house where the three girls were slain. The man was shot to death at a house just outside the city 20 minutes later. That victim said to have belonged to the same church as the suspect, 30-year-old Michael Hensley. Later, the bomb squad detonated explosive materials in the backyard of Hensley's house. Women's World Cup fever in Pasadena.
Go USA! Go USA!
They've been chanting and cheering all week, and the game is still a day away. But a generation of soccer-playing girls can't get enough of Team USA, the women who will play China for a world title tomorrow in a sold-out Rose Bowl.
I'm a soccer player, and I want to be like them, too, and I just think it's amazing to watch them.
They're such positive role models for all of us young women who want to pursue a soccer career or whatever.
The 88,000 expected for tomorrow's game would be the largest audience ever for a women's sporting event. David Dow, CBS News, Pasadena.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's up 41.5, the Nasdaq Composite up about 7.5. The time, 8 minutes after.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
A quantitative comparative analysis reveals that Isuzu Rodeo LS and Isuzu Trooper S are far superior to Ford Explorer XLT. Rodeo and Trooper have more horsepower than Ford Explorer.
Which means Rodeo and Trooper can take on any road, anytime.
Further information shows that Rodeo LS and Trooper S have greater payload capacity than Ford Explorer XLT.
That means I have more room for the kids and their stuff.
And from a strictly economic standpoint, Isuzu Rodeo LS and Trooper S cost less than Ford Explorer XLT. Trooper is nearly $1,900 less, and Rodeo is nearly $2,500 less. So I have concluded that the intelligent choices are Isuzu Trooper or Isuzu Rodeo.
So we'll save money for a great family vacation.
See your Southern California Isuzu dealer today.
Go farther. Go California.
Competitive information based on latest manufacturer brochures and specification sources. American Isuzu Motors is not responsible for the accuracy of the data.
Almost there, the famed Cape Hatteras Lighthouse being moved inland to escape the ever-encroaching Atlantic. CBS News reporter Jim Krasula is there.
It now sits just a few feet from its new home, about 1,600 feet from the thrashing Atlantic. Moving the white and black spiral-striped lighthouse was prompted by years of erosion, which left the ocean just 150 feet from the 129-year-old structure. Danny Kout speaks for many of the local residents who've been so opposed to the move.
I have to admit that I was skeptical at first. I thought there would be huge cost overruns. I thought that there would be huge time overruns.
The $10 million move is actually a good week ahead of schedule. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Buxton, North Carolina.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, July 9th, 1999. The broadcast was produced this week by Steve Balton and Paul Farry. And I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
At your bank, do you feel like a small fish in a big pond? Well, at CalFed, we're offering a way to make you feel like a big fish in a small pond. It's our Equity Prime line of credit. And you can catch it at a rate as low as prime plus 0%. That's prime plus nothing. It's the same rate the big fish at your bank pay. And hey, with a rate this low, you're sure to be hooked.
Don't let CalFed's Equity Prime line of credit get away. Visit a CalFed community branch or call 1-800-CALFED4. That's 1-800-225-3334. California Federal Bank. Just right banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Certain LTV restrictions apply. APR may vary and is based on prime rate published in the Wall Street Journal. As of July 7, 1999, APR had ranged from 8 to 9.5. Prime plus 0% available only for owner-occupied home customers who qualify for discounts based on automatic payment via CalFed checking account. Minimum average daily balance of $25,000 and CalFed's preferred credit profile. Not all applicants will qualify. Maximum APR of 18%. No annual fee for the first year, $50 for following years. Property insurance may be required. Approval subject to CalPay's underwriting guidelines.